Şişli bir elini kumi. For God's sake, put a smile.
Will please your lordship drink a cup of sack?
Will please your honor taste of these conserves?
What raiment will your honor wear today?
I am Christopher O'Sly. Call me not honor nor lordship. I ne'er drank sack in my life. And if you give me any conserves, give me conserves of beef. Ne'er ask me what raiment I'll wear, for I have no more doublets than backs, no more stockings than legs, nor no more shoes than feet, nay, sometimes more feet than shoes, or such shoes as my toes look through the over leather.
Heaven cease this idle humor in your honor. Oh, that a mighty man of such descent, of such possessions, and so high esteem, should be infused with so foul a spirit.
What would you make me mad? Am I not Christopher Sly, old Sly, son of Burton Heath? By birth a peddler, by education a card maker, by transportation a bearer, and now by prison profession a tinker. Ask Marionette, the fat ale wife of Winker, that she knows me not. If she say I have not 14 pence on the score for share, I'll score me up for the lyingest knave in Christendom. What, I am not distraught. Yes.
Oh, this it is that makes your lady mourn.
Oh, this it is that makes your servants droop.
Hence comes it that your kindred shuns your house, as beaten hence by your strange lunacy. Oh, noble lord, bethink thee of thy birth. Call home thy ancient thoughts from banishment, and banish hence these abject, lowly dreams. Look how thy servants do attend on thee, each in his office ready at thy beck. Wilt thou have music?
Hark, Apollo plays, and 20 caged nightingales do sing. Or wilt thou sleep? We'll have thee to a couch softer and sweeter than the lustful bed on purpose trimmed up for Sir Merrimis.
Say thou wilt walk, we will bestrew the ground. Or wilt thou ride? Thy horses shall be trapped, their harness studded all with gold and pearl. Dost thou love hawking? Thou hast hawks, will soar above the morning lark. Or wilt thou hunt? Thy hounds shall make the welkin answer them, and fetch shrill echoes from the hollow earth.
Say thou with course, thy greyhounds are as swift as breathed stags, aye, fleeter than the roe.
Dost thou love pictures? We will fetch thee straight Adonis, painted by a running brook, and Cytherea all in sedges hid, which seem to move and wanton with her breath, even as the waving sedges play with wind.
We'll show thee Io, as she was a maid, and how she was beguiled and surprised, as lively painted as the deed was done.
Or Daphne roaming through a thorny wood, scratching her legs, that one shall swear she bleeds, and at that sight shall sad Apollo weep, so workmanly the blood and tears are drawn.
Thou art a lord and nothing but a lord. Thou hast a lady, far more beautiful than any woman in this waning age.
Until the tears that she hath shed for thee flag envious floods or run her lovely face, she was the fairest creature in the world, and yet she is inferior to none.
Am I a lord? Have I such a lady? Or do I dream? Or have I dreamed to know? I do not sleep. I see, I hear, I speak. I smell sweet savours, and I feel soft things. Upon my life, I am a lord indeed, and not a tinker, not Christopher Sly. Well, bring our lady hither to our sight. And once again, a perch of the smallest ale.
Will please your mightiness to wash your hands. Oh, how we joy to see your wit restored. Oh, that once more you knew but what you are. These 15 years you have been in a dream. Or when you waked, so waked as if you slept.
These 15 years? By I may say a goodly nap. But did I never speak of all that time?
Oh, yes, my lord, but very idle words. For though you lay there in this goodly chamber, yet, would you say, you were beaten out of door and rail upon the hostess of the house, and say you would present her at the leet, because she bought you stone jugs and no sealed quarts. Sometimes you would call out for Cicely Hackett.
Aye, the woman's maid of the house.
Aye, sir, you know no house, nor no such maid, nor no such men as you have reckoned up as Stephen Sly and old John Knapps of Greece and Peter Turf and Henry Pimpernel and 20 more such names and men as these, which never were, nor no man ever saw.
No, Lord be thanked for my good amends.
Amen.
I thank thee. Thou shalt not lose bite.
Madam.
How fares my noble lord?
Merry, I fare well, for here is cheer enough. Where is my wife?
Here, noble lord. What is thy will with her?
Are you my wife and will not call me husband? My men should call me lord. I am your good man.
My husband and my lord and husband. I am your wife in all obedience.
I know it well. What must I call her?
Madam.
Alice, madam, or Joan, madam?
Madam and nothing else. Some lords call ladies.
Madam, wife, they say that I have dreamed and slept above some 15 years or more.
Aye. And the time seems 30 unto me, being all this time abandoned from your bed.
'Tis much. Servants, leave me and her alone. Madam, undress you, and come now to bed.
Thrice, noble lord. No, let me entreat of you to pardon me, yet for a night or two.
Oh, no.
Or if not so, until the sun be set, for your physicians have expressly charged in peril to incur your former malady, that I should yet absent me from your bed. I hope this reason stands for my excuse.
It stands so that I may hardly tarry so long. But I will be loath to fond of my dreams again. I will therefore tarry in spite of the flesh and the blood.
Your honours, players, hearing your amendment, are come to play a pleasant comedy. For though your doctors hold it very meet, seeing too much sadness hath congealed your blood, and melancholy is the nurse of frenzy. Therefore they thought it good you hear a play, and frame your mind to mirth and merriment, which bars 1,000 harms and lengthens life.
Mary, are you let them play? It is not a comedy, a Christmas gambol, or a tumbling trick.
No, my good lord, it is more pleasing stuff.
What else, old stuff?
It is a kind of history.
Well, we'll see. Come, madam wife, sit by my side, and let the world slip. We shall ne'er be younger.